The first thing we decided to do is to challenge the candidacies of Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Councillor Winston Tubman, Prince Y. Johnson, Councillor Charles Bronson, and others on purely constitutional ground. The focus of our petition has to do with Article 52C of the 1986 Constitution. The article is clear as to what is required of a presidential candidate. It provides for a 10-year durational residency requirement. For us, we believe that they do not meet that requirement and try to circumvent the law by trying to impose themselves on the Liberian people as presidential candidates. They are violating Article 76.5 of the 1986 Constitution that talks about treason. So we are asking the court to interpret for us Article 52C of the 1986 Constitution. That's the focus of our petition.
When you talk about a member of the House of Representatives, the Constitution talks about a domicile, and it says that that person must reside in the country, Liberia, at least no less than 1 year. And now when you come to the presidency, it says that 10-year residency. Do you know whether the Constitution, because this is the argument some people have made, is the Constitution talking about uninterrupted residency or what?
I'm aware of that. What you're talking about is Article 30B of the 1986 Constitution. It uses the word domicile. And you're talking about domicile, you're talking about a fixed permanent area. The distinction between domicile and residence. The residence is transitory, it's transient, it's temporary. You can have as many residences all around. But the distinction in Article 52C is that it talks about a republic. The Republic of Liberia is static, stationary, unchanging. It represents the domicile. So if you see, they say resident in the republic there is replacing the word domicile, because domicile is permanent, resident is transitory, is impermanent. So the distinction there for them, they didn't want to use so many words in the constitution, the framework. So the word republic represented domicile. So that's the distinction. And what they say, you should reside in the impermanent structure 10 years.
So you are also suing the Elections Commission. Why?
That's a fine question. The Election Commission ought to have known. They knew or had reason to know that these people are not qualified, and they proceeded to qualify them. So by that act, they have sanctioned the behavior of the unqualified candidate, and so it's a treasonable offense. We are suing the Ministry of Justice because they sat there as enforcer of the law, the police power of the state. Instead of curtailing and arresting those people who are violating the Constitution, the Ministry of Justice is sitting there pulling and allow people to abuse and fought with the Constitution.